scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So I'm disturbed about this first one for two reasons.
Okay.
One, it's too early for pumpkin spice lattes.
Far too early.
Far too early for pumpkin spice lattes. Also, this one's for your animals.
What?
So Metro UK says that a San Diego company called The Honest Kitchen is producing a line of pumpkin spice lattes for dogs and cats. Now, these lattes contain pumpkin, goat's milk, spices, honey, and other good ingredients, and the drink will be out this fall.
Why does a dog or a cat need to drink a pumpkin spice latte?
I have no idea.
Are they going to be wearing yoga pants?
Probably.
Carrying around little tote bags?
Uggs. And leggings.
You know what else? Why would a dog or a cat want to drink goat's milk?
I don't know.
Why do they make this out of dogs and cats' milk? Hey. Got to tailor it to your audience.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well.
It'd be good.
Yeah, I think they're probably hoping people will be drinking it. Because I don't think the animals are going to want it.
Probably not.
Well, pumpkin spice latte season is coming, so this is good news, I guess. Scientists have yet to develop a magic pill that helps you lose weight without dieting, but some engineers do claim they've created a gadget that does that job.
Okay.
The inventors of the gadget called Modius claim that their invention helps you lose weight by decreasing your appetite and increasing your metabolism.
Okay.
One of the creators claims he reduced his own body fat by 44% in 1 year, but there's a catch. Oh, the Modius straps to your head and delivers electric shocks to your brain.
Oh.
I mean, what's wrong with that, right?
That's awful.
Well, it's targeted, of course.
Oh, of course.
And, of course, the electrical impulses are low level. So it only sends impulses to the part of your brain that controls your body temperature, thirst, and hunger. This seems like a disaster.
I don't know if I'd like this.
Imagine you walking down the street, you're like, I'm hot, I'm cold.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry, I'm not thirsty.
I don't know if that would be good. I mean, unless I could sit on my couch and lose weight, I'd be totally okay.
No, it sounds like that's totally what you can do.
I would try it.
Okay.
I mean, the little shocks to my brain. What's the big deal? Yeah, right? This is cool. So a guy by the name of Robert Workman sold his McDonald's Rick and Morty's Szechuan sauce for $15,350. Now, he said the high bidder has welched on his bid. He did not contact Workman about his winning bid. Now, Workman says they are trying to reach out to the second highest bidder to see if they're still interested. Now, for those of you who don't know, Rick and Morty is a TV show.
Okay, I did know that, but I didn't know about this.
Yeah, it's a cartoon, and one of the characters was obsessed with, back in the day when the movie Mulan came out, they did a special edition Szechuan sauce, dipping sauce for the chicken nuggets.
Okay, yes.
And it was delicious.
It was a long time ago.
It was
so
delicious.
The sauce is old.
Some of it is old, but I know one of the producers of the show got a big jug of Szechuan sauce, which I think is like fresh stuff.
Okay, I see. All right.
So it's good.
All right. Well, I hope that this works out for this guy because I have a feeling someone joke bid.
Yeah.
And
15 grand, though.
They're not coming back.
Just for sauce, I don't think so.
So, John, you think you have some good friends?
I would say I have pretty good friends.
You don't. Listen to this. Researchers at MIT did an experiment. They offered free pizza to a group of people, but there was a catch. In order to get the free pizza, they had to give up their friends' email addresses.
Oh, really?
A whopping 98% took the deal.
Oh, my gosh.
So chances are good your friends fall in that 98%.
Oh, man.
Statistically.
I'll admit, I would do that.
I would give a fake email address.
No, I'd give away the real email address.
Why would you do that, John?
And I would email them and say, hey, I just gave away your email
and
address.
And I got a pizza, and then email them a picture of you eating the pizza.
Just gave away your email address for this.
I hope it's worth it to you.
It is worth it. Pizza's always worth it.